Hello, Work That's Worth It listeners. I'm thrilled to bring you a special series of mini podcast episodes to celebrate my book launch. Truthfully, I absolutely love sharing stories and insights from the people I call disruptors for goods with you all. While writing my book, also called Work That's Worth It, I discovered there were so many inspiring conversations that couldn't all fit within its pages. Instead of keeping these gems hidden away in my Dropbox folders, I wanted to get them out in the world. These mini episodes are my gift to you, little bursts of value from the remarkable people who've shaped my thinking about meaningful work. I have had many insightful conversations with people around the globe for both my book and this podcast. And after hearing so many of their stories, I started to notice some interesting patterns. One that stands out is how so many of us, especially women, fail to recognize our own strengths, the gifts that set us apart. Even for those that are aware, there's often a struggle to fully own those strengths and communicate them to others. Whether it's a lack of confidence or understanding, or even feeling like it's impolite to boast, we hold back. But embracing our strengths opens the doors to doing work that truly aligns with who we are. That's why I found my conversation with Debbie Sterling, the founder of Goldieblocks, so refreshing. She beautifully claims her gifts without hesitation and shares how they've helped her challenge expectations and break new ground.
I'm very creative and innovative and like a visionary thinker. I'm an innovative thinker. I'm the big idea person. And I think that I also have a really good kind of equal balance of right brain, left brain, which I think has really benefited me because I'm able to like generate a lot of, like, I'm an artist and a creative, but I also have the ability to be very, you know, analytical and strategic as well. I think a lot of artistic people maybe fall more on the art side, but aren't strategic, yeah, analytical, or vice versa. So I think one of my superpowers is that I can do both.
Yeah. I love that you can talk about that in that way, because it seems like, especially for women, so many women have, they feel uncomfortable stepping into their superpower or at least talking about it. Was that something that you worked on deliberately, or you're just comfortable with it?
I mean, that's something I feel pretty comfortable. Maybe, I don't know, maybe as I've gotten older too, I feel like I know myself more now. Some of the things that I felt uncomfortable with as I was younger. I remember when I first launched Goldieblocks and I referred to myself as an engineer. And people would say, "You're not an engineer." And I said, "Well, I have an engineering degree from Stanford and I invented and designed a toy that won the best educational and people's choice toy of the year. How does that not make me an engineer?"
That's so interesting that people push back on that. And it sounds like you have to have the confidence within you to give yourself your own labels of, you know, who you are and what you want to be versus look to the outside world. It sounds like that's kind of how you juggled it.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I guess if I had to explain my role in what I do, I would say, yeah, I'm probably more of a entrepreneur/CEO. I chose that role at the company versus being an engineer and hiring a different CEO. But, you know, I think that pushback kind of comes from people who maybe want to like take away or diminish a woman's success, right?
When I started writing my book, I would swing from self-doubt to the utmost confidence. But I made a deal with myself. Just keep taking the next step and see what happens. Now, here we are. My book recently released, the podcast is out in the world, and even more importantly, a growing movement to help people build careers that are meaningful. It was the same kind of resilience that helped Debbie push past her own fears. In this next clip, she reflects on the unexpected success of her very first prototype and what it took to get there. I deeply relate to her honest take on imposter syndrome. Listen to see if you do too.
As soon as I had the idea and decided, all right, I want to go for this, there was a period where it was quite daunting because, like, I knew that it was my life calling and I felt like it was what I was meant to do. But then there's this enormous amount of pressure that comes with that, right? Because, yeah, it's like, oh my God, well, can I do it?
Yeah.
And what I'm dreaming in my head is so much bigger than what I'm able to achieve with the, you know, time and resources and skills that I personally have. Looking back, feeling like I was mistreated, I second guess myself when I shouldn't have. Like, there's all these feelings
your experience.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. About my own experience being a woman in STEM and the obstacles that I faced. And my own continued self-doubt, even, that I still work on overcoming, you know?
So it sounds like your passion is greater than fear.
It was like the cause meant so much more to me that it really did propel me to put myself out there in ways I never have. I've never been, prior to this, a self-promoter at all, kind of the opposite. But I didn't view it as self-promotion. I sort of viewed it as like, oh, I'm a role model now. So that got me over the otherwise very daunting fear, that big, huge vision that you have, because it's more of this, like, you know, bite-sized approach to taking little baby steps toward it. And so that's what I did with Goldieblocks. And I think that what I did not expect was that my early prototype, which was, you know, a prototype in my living room, would go on to sell over 1 million units in such a short amount of time. And, you know, in many ways it was groundbreaking, but it was also very simple. And I had the, you know, courage to really put myself out there, because that's the other thing too. A lot of people like might have ideas, but they're afraid to share them.
I define compensation as anything that returns energy to you. It's not just a paycheck. It's not a job title. For me, knowing your work is making a real impact is what keeps you going for your 90,000 hours. Here's Debbie on what keeps her energized years after launching Goldieblocks and how the impact of her work has come full circle in the most meaningful way.
If you had like a personal mission, I know it's obviously exposing young people, ideally girls, to STEM. But is there something you want to accomplish? Like, how do you know, like, you've got there, or maybe you've already got there? Like, what is it that you, what drives you?
In many ways, I've already had really great accomplishments that I'm proud of. The company has made such a strong impact over the years and has reached millions of kids around the world. It's really cool because 12 years later, I'm starting to get letters in the mail from girls who played with the Goldieblocks toys as kids that are now going into their freshman year of college, majoring in engineering, thanking me for setting them on that path. You know, that's what success looks like.
Debbie's story is such a powerful reminder that it's not about having it all figured out. It's about owning your brilliance, refusing to let doubt from yourself or others hold you back, and being willing to take the next step again and again. Thanks for taking time to listen to this mini episode. If you found this valuable, I have a special offer for my podcast listeners. You can get access to the first chapters of my book completely free. I share details in the show notes, so definitely check it out and you can get started reading today. Or, ready to dive into the full journey? Head over to workthat'sworthit.com to get your physical copy of my book or wherever you buy books online. I would be absolutely delighted to have you both as a reader and a listener. Remember, the average career is 90,000 hours of your life. That's too significant to spend on work that doesn't fulfill you or add value into your life. Thank you for being here and making space to discover what's worth it for you.